The United States, with its 2018 nuclear posture review, has announced it is continuing to transform its nuclear weapons strategy in the face of increasing challenges.
This NPR responds to today's security needs with a tailored nuclear deterrence strategy and flexible capabilities for effective deterrence.
South Korea succeeded this week in bringing North Korean athletes to the upcoming Winter Olympics and reducing tensions. The U.S., however, has repeatedly threatened Pyongyang with preemptive war over its nuclear and missile programs.
It's a very tricky situation. We're going to find out how it goes, but we think the Olympics will go very nicely, and after that, who knows?
The U.S. recently sent more nuclear-capable aircraft to Guam as part of increasing rotational deployments to the region. North Korea Friday warned the U.S. its frequent military maneuvers and war games risk armed conflict.
If the hard-won atmosphere of improving inter-Korean relations and easing tensions is undermined due to the U.S. aggravating the situation by bringing nuclear war equipment in and around the Korean Peninsula, the U.S. would never escape from that responsibility.
Large-scale U.S.-South Korea military drills were put off until April.
The U.S. is determined for these military exercises to go on, and I think that South Korea has pretty well said that it, too, is going to go through with the exercises. It's during those exercises, before and during, that we'll really test the strength of the alliance and also the North Korean reaction and also the American reaction at that time.
North Korea argues the annual U.S.-South Korea drills are a rehearsal for invasion. The United States has provided little support for the Olympics truce of ancient times with repeated threatening remarks and behavior, despite the games set to begin in just a week. And indeed, we'll have to wait and see what effect the so-called Peace Olympics will have on the ongoing tensions surrounding the Korean Peninsula. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.